Kitaka came here for
a couple of years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
For 6 weeks, I think. And so I first met him there. And since then, I've realized that he's more of a world traveler than I am. Because that's my guess. Because just in this 1 year, I have seen him at a meeting in Sweden. I've seen him at a meeting in Australia.
Yeah.
I've seen him at a meeting in Japan.
Yeah.
I've seen him at the APS March meeting.
Yeah, right.
Enough.
Oh, right. Yes, so it's a quiz, the introduction. It's a, I'm Yuta Koshkano, it's a, from MIT, as a teaching scholar. And also, it's a form of our application is to the Tokyo Institute of Technology. It's please do not sample, is a PIT, like the MIT. So that it's a, first of all, it's a, is a, in my previous visit, it's a, as you, as a Chris mentioned before, is a couple years ago, is a, yes, I was younger. Also, it's a Chris, it's the same. No. Yes? Yes, my, yes, my research question is a, what is the time? Is a, my current goal is a, like this. How to understand the time in quantum mechanics? So, including the question is like this. Is the first question is how to construct is a time operator as observable? Yeah. It seemed to be impossible to the construction of the time operator as a self-adjoint in the mathematical terminology, but in some approach, it seems to be possible to construct the time operator. And the second question is there a connection between the, so the parameter time t? Parameter time t means the Schrödinger equation is the derivative of the time, yeah, derivative of the time parameter t. This is called is a parameter time. Is that, and is, a, is there a connection that measures time? Measure time means is a clock time. Now is the clock is the 2:10 about. Is a, what is the connection or not? Is a, yeah, I forgot it's the following the question. Is a, why is a quantum speed up in quantum computation? Is a sort of my third sort of previous is an important question for me. Is this question. So my research approach is like this. First is the changing the definition or interpretation of the observable. The first is the first work is the, and with Akio Hosoya, my Japanese supervisor. It is possible to some extension to the observable, the concept of the observable to the symmetric operator. As showing the one example, this is written in the, this paper. Also, second candidate is, I believe that now is really interesting in weak measurement or weak value. And the second approach is like this. This is compared to the between the quantum and classical system. Now, this is a, this question is a big issue. Therefore, I focus on the specific topic. This is a, compared to the quantum walk and the classical random walk. Therefore, it's a, this paper shows that the connection between the limit, from the viewpoint of the limit distribution, that is a terminology in physics, is the asymptotic behavior. The, so first connection is the between the quantum and the classical random walk. In fact, it's now really interested in this issue. I'm organizing this workshop. It's an international workshop. It's the mathematical and physical foundation of the discrete time quantum walk. This is a poster I bring in. If you're interested in, please join us. At the next end of March at Japan, it's a very, very nice season. And also, Saad's approach, the construct is an alternative approach, which is includes the quantum mechanics. Is the first example is the Giulio, Mauro and the Giulio is sitting there. Is an informational theoretical approach. And also, I'm really interested in this issue, micro-macro duality approach, initiated by Tsuda Izumi Ojima. Now he's my collaborator. He is my collaborator. And also, alternative approach, topos approach, is initiated by Sir Chris Isham and Andres Darwin. Now, today's focus on the weak measurement and or big body approach. Let me explain today's talk outline like the following. Why do we need the weak body? This motivation of the theory of the weak value, also the related to the probability theory. And also, its definition, I will talk about its definition of the weak value and its application. And furthermore, I will talk about how to obtain the weak value. The one example is a weak measurement. I will explain later. The second topic is the main topic, is a counterfactual processes. What is the character is? I have two sort of examples I will introduce. First example, Hardy's paradox, is introduced is sitting there, Lucien Hardy, in 1992. Okay? And also is a quantum description of the closed time-like curves. Let me explain. Third topic is the conclusion and open question. Let's move to the first topic. What is the sort of when? Yes, so my question is the following. When is the probability space is defined? This is a question. This is related to the when is it related to the time? It's an important question for me. First case is the following. We set the Hilbert space. After that, we choose the observable A. Thereafter, we pick up, we set the probability space. This is the first case. The second case is the following. We set the Hilbert space, yeah, describes the sort of quantum state and sort of also, we assume that Hilbert space H. Also, thereafter, we set the probability space. Even after it's the observable, it is possible to choose that sort of observable way. This is the second case. My question is, are there is the equivalent? Yeah. Before I make sort of this question, let us recapitulate the definition of the probability space in mathematics. First is that we set the three components. First is event space and probability measure, denoted as dp, and also random variable x. X is a map, is event space to k field. K field means real value over the complex value. This showing the example in the blackboard. It is easily imagined to the rolling of the dice. This is the event space. The rolling of the dice is the face of the dice, 1, 2, 3, is including the element of the event space. Also, this map to 1, 2, 3, this map is a random variable, x, so that, it is seems to be impossible. There, no, where is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is a probability. What is a probability measure? Probability measure is a easy. DP equal 1/6. This is a constant measure case. The expression value is a, we can calculate this expression value. It's a following like this form. In this example case, it might be learn this in the high school student. Yeah, I don't know exactly, which depends on the country. It's the expression value of dice case 1/6 plus 2/6 plus bera 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 6/6 equal to 20/6. This answer is 7/2. This is the expression value of the rolling of the dice. Even if changing the random variable, for example, is there sort of different color chalk? Okay, look, that's nice. The red is better. Even if it's a random variable is chosen, even if the case is a 0, if the odd case is a 1, in that case, 1, 0, 1, 0, blah, 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 blah. This expression value is the following. Expression value even or odd. 1/6, 0/6, 1/6, beta 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 beta. Finally it's 0 equals 1/2. This is the expression value. In that case, probability measure, independent of the random variable, x. This is important. Therefore, but let me explain the quantum mechanics case, what happened. In the quantum mechanics, the following. It's the following example. It's a first EA is elementary quantum mechanics to run it, I think. It's a Hilbert space is L2R. We can calculate it, the position operator, expression value of the position operator. It's a, according to the Bohr rule, is like this. It's using the, using the spectral decomposition, is the following formula. Analogous to the momentum operator, it is possible to calculate it. It's like this. X and P is a, now is a random variable. Square of the psi of X, absolute value of psi of X square, dx is the probability measure, is also is a probability measure, but this is not correspondent. So that we can define it observable dependent probability space is included. But while it is possible to define the observable independent probability space, this is a question. This is like this formula. It's like this in the classical case. This answer is yes. We can construct this in probability space independent on the observable by characterized by the weak value. The definition of the weak value of observable A is like this. It's a preselected state I and post-selected F is the inner product is the A. It's the definition. So roughly speaking, off-diagonal term, we can pick up the off-diagonal term of the observable A. And also, denominate a normalization term. Inner product is the between preselected state and post-selected state. The reason is the following. The expression value can be guaranteed the Bolan rule. This is because experimentalists can be many times to demonstrate is a Bolan rule is like this. We assume that this form. We insert is the completeness is like this. Is the following. Also, this term is, this term is denominator is a both side is a taken. In that case, this is the picking up the weak value. Therefore, it can be easily written like this. This term is a d phi of the inner product psi and phi of absolute value square is a property measure. And this weak value can be taken as a random variable. This random variable independent of the observable A. Probability measure is independent of the observable A. Therefore, volume formula, we assume the volume formula, it is random variable can be naturally defined as weak value. It's a variance case, it's also that. Similar calculation. It's a definition is the variance is like this. The same technique is used. The complete, this is expression value square, and also A square of expression value. A times A inserting the completeness, the following. The same technique is like this. This probability measure is also same as the previous one. Therefore, probability measure is also same. That is, we can construct observable independent probability space. We can define it. Then, again, definition of the weak value is like this. Let us recapitulate the meaning of the random variable. The random variable is like this. It's an event space to the real number in the dice case. This value can be experimentally accessible quantity. Therefore, weak value what is has including this property or not? This is the question. Of course, the answer is yes. Yeah, to measure the weak value, we need weak measurement. Weak measurement introduced is Yakira Hanoff, David Arbat, and Lev Biedemann in 1988. Weak measurement, definition of the weak measurement is the following. The coupling constant with probe is a tiny, tiny small. Is the schematic feature is the following. That we assume that as interaction Hamiltonian with the probe is like this. The coupling constant G and is a measured observable A, and probe system is a continuous variable system in assume is the P hat we couple. To discuss, so to simplify, is a instantaneous interaction is assumed. In that case, we take that pre-selected state and the post-selected state inside target system. Therefore, it's a following. So like this, formula is like this. To acting on the probe's initial state phi, alpha means is the state of the probe system after the measurement. Now we assume, we call is a weak measurement. Coupling constant is very small. Therefore, G is very, very small. We expand this exponential up to the first order in G is like this. This act, A acts on I and F seems to be pick up is a weak value. Therefore, we can rewrite it like this formula. Also, this using the Taylor expansion is the same formula. It's like this. Mine exponential minus ig a weak value p hat. That is, wave function is a move shift of is the real space, is a shift operator, roughly speaking. Therefore, since the weak value of the A is a generally the complex, so that the extension, as the shift of the extension value of the probe system, of the position and momentum, sorry. In the case of the position, a shift of the extension value of the position operator corresponds to the G times real part of the weak value. Also, momentum case, some value is editing that can be picked up imaginary part of the weak value. In the assumption, is the probe wave function of for the position can be real, and also variance of P is the initial variance of the momentum of momentum operator for the probe system. This calculation is a weak, I would like to emphasize, weak values are experimentally accessible by the shift of the expectation value of the for the probe observable. Application is the, let me explain. Application of the weak value is like this. First application, now is a hot issue, is that magnified to the tiny effect. Is a couple years ago, was experimental demonstrated is the of spin hole effect of light. Usually, spin hole effect of light is a one strong, is a very tiny, tiny effect. But using the post-selection technique, weak value has a denominator term. It's a very small cases. Weak value can be large. Therefore, this using this technique, Holstein and Quiet was demonstrated the spin Hall effect of light experimentally. And also, using the same technique, similar technique, the stability of the Sanyaku interferometer is a, for instance, is a schematic figure like this. This is the, this experiment is a, can be quantum feedback control is a, using the weak value. It is possible to demonstrate it. And also, in the Toronto University group, now is Kevin Lessig moved to the university, IQC faculty, and also Randy in the, now is Oxford, I think, as a negative shift of the optical axis was demonstrated in this paper. Also, second application is the lab. It's related to, a weak value is related to geometric phase. Argument of the weak value corresponds to the geometric phase. Therefore, is a three paper, so for example, is this paper demonstrated the notion about geometric phase. Let's move to the main topic. Is the first example is a Hardy paradox. Do you familiar with the Hardy paradox? Yeah, really? Rushin did not know. Oh no, oh my God. Yes, so the Hardy paradox is like this. In, oh, I'm so sorry. It's a, I forget this, your citation. Yeah, it's a two interferometer is a, can be set up. The one is the electron, is the one is the positron. The first is the conformation, exponent conformation. Electron goes to sort of electron interferometer. Is a single electron, is a goes in, goes through is a DC interferometer. In that case, bright spot only can be hit. On the vice versa, positron case, also that. Positron goes through the positron interferometer only. In that case, bright spot it can be hit. Now a case, simultaneously, electron and positron goes through the, this two interferometer. Is the four possible passes that can be considered. First, consider if the positron and electron is the, goes through the inner path simultaneously, electron-positron is the, can be annihilated. Therefore, is the first argument, electron and positron cannot be simultaneously go through the path I. I is the inner path. Therefore, either is a positron or electron goes through the outer path. If the electron is a goes through the outer path, in that case, this is not affected. Electron did not affect it. Positron interferometer. Therefore, positron can be only hit to bright spot. Electron case, this is goes through the outer path. It's a dark spot and bright spot. 50-50 is that can be hit. This is the second argument. On the vice versa, is a positron is the outer path goes through. It did not affect it to the electron interferometer. Electron hit its bright spot only. But positron is, goes to the bright spot, dark spot, 50-50%. Therefore, summarizing these these arguments just only clicks bright port, bright port, or bright port, dark port, or bright port, dark port. There's nothing to click dark port, simultaneously click dark port, dark port. But quantum mechanics tells us the click of the simultaneously dark port with probability 1 over 12. This is the question. This is the paradoxical situation. Is it right? Yeah? Yeah, this is a paradoxical situation, yeah. Yeah. Important remark is in the previous study is that Yekera, Hanoff, and Botero, Popescu, Resnik, Poraxen show that resolution of the Hardy paradox using the weak value is theoretically. But this paper needs to the weak measurement. Therefore, it seemed to be impossible to experimentally demonstrate it. Thereafter, very, very recently, last year, this situation was experimentally realized. It's that independently two groups. First group is the Toronto group. The second group is in Osaka University in Japan. This result seems to be very attractive for general public, I think. Is that this is because economics and the Wall Street Journal was broadcasting this experimental demonstration. And also PI, so the web page, also that. I remember. I saw that the website. Yes. My question is the following. Why does the paradoxical situation be occurring? This is because before the annihilation point, quantum state is the following. II plus IO plus OI plus OO. As I means inner pass, is the O is the outer pass. First quorum is the positron. Second quorum is the electron. Is the following. After the annihilation point, we pick up this quantum state. This is inner path cannot be simultaneously, can be annihilated. Therefore, this is disappear. This denormalized, so that this quantum state, we can choose this state. Using this state, the probability to click the simultaneously dark port can be calculated as the 1 over 12 in quantum mechanics. And also, as I mentioned in the previous slide, the weak value analysis is also saying this state can be used as the preselected state. But how to experimentally confirm this thing? Is it really true the annihilation point this operation is occurring? Is it true or not? This is a question. But only so the information about this paradoxical situation is like this. Is only used as these two arguments. Electron goes through the outer path, cannot be affected to the outer and the positron interferometer. That is, positron goes through the outer plus inner simultaneously. And also, positron goes through the outer path. In that case, cannot be affected to the electron interferometer. That is, electron goes through the superposition outer path and inner path. Therefore, this argument is a claim. For the preselected state, psi, the following operator is equivalent. Outer path of the positron goes through is the inner path plus outer path simultaneously. It's a for electron. Does not occur. The positron did not affect its electron for this interferometer. That is nothing to the operation. It's the same. This is the identity operation. It's the equivalent. This means, I will explain it after. Also, I is the vice versa. It's the electron goes through the outer path. Is the positron goes through the simultaneously, is the I plus O. This is a nothing to the operation, and goes through the electron goes through the outer path. It's the equivalent. Analogously, if the electrons go through the inner path, just positron goes through the outer path only. This is because positron cannot go through the inner path. Therefore, positron goes through the inner path, electron goes through the outer path. It's nothing to the, this not affect its electron interferometer. Positron goes through the inner path, goes through only, it is equivalent, on vice versa. Yeah?
I yes. And ID is the same thing?
Yeah.
So I'm just confused. I and ID is still the same identity?
Same. ID.
I'm just confused. I know EI is the operator.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
ID is the identity operator.
And that's
yeah, I'm so sorry.
So, what is the equivalent? I will explain so that this equivalent class. Usually, conventionally, is the operator is equivalent A and B. It's equivalent to the for any quantum state operate is the equivalent, is equal. But now, state-dependent equivalence I introduce. This notation is A similar psi B. This definition is like this. A minus B squared is the expression value equals zero. Is from the simple calculation, the weak value terminology is the following. For any post-selected state, is A and B and weak value pre-selected state psi is equal. To apply that so that this situation is like this. This is all I plus O equivalent to O times identity. This seems to be like that. It's a controversial. I'm so sorry. Is that outer path positron is like this. O goes through the outer path. Electron goes through the inner path plus outer path. In that case, minus is equal. Positron goes through the outer path, and electron goes through the identity is equivalent. For post-selected state is the dark spot and dark spot. In that case, this is the same similar calculation is like this. that from simple calculus, in the definition, is the equivalence is the IO equal I tensor identity, and also is a better the same thing. The state dependence equivalence case, if and only if the preselected state psi is given by the original quantum state, can be represented. This is the result. And also, this is can be represented by the weak value. Therefore, experimentally realizable quantity. Therefore, that means the initial preselected state can be experimentally confirmed. Yeah, this is the first topic. It's ended. Let's move to the quantum description of the closed time like curve. Oh, yes. Yes?
So again, it's just a terminology thing. Why do you call it counterfactual argument?
I'm so sorry. The counterfactual argument is that it goes through the, in fact, goes through the, positron is goes through the outer path. It's a electron goes through the interferometer, The equal, the positron goes through the interferometer, the outer path, and electron is nothing. The case, it's an equivalent.
Why you call it counterfactual?
Why is it counterfactual? Yes. This is because to create this, this D simultaneously doubled DD from this construction. Is that also is the there also is a paradoxical situation can be occurred. This is because maybe. I think the inference slide is better. Yeah, this slide is. This slide is better. It's the initial state is now is confirmed. It's a different notation. NO is the outer path. O is the overlapping path in the inner path. It's the case. With a chalk. NO means outer path. O is in the path. In my notation, in this slide, just only that. Just that initial state is the following, and also post-selected state, the Darkford case. Darkford case is it can be represented like this. In that case, the single weak value that can be calculated is the inner path is equal 1 is a positron for the positron and electron. The positron and electron cannot be simultaneously goes in the inner path. I mentioned that. Therefore, it's a counterfactual. This is a weird. Do you understand?
It was just
right.
Acknowledgeable.
Sorry. Maybe it's let's move to the second topic, to the quantum distributions of cosine curves. Yes, first of all, I mean, briefly mentioned about is a cross-time-like curve. In general relativity, the solution of the Einstein equation can allow to the existence exist the cross-time-like curve. It's like this. This is the cross-time-like curve, seems to be. I'm so sorry, the figure is so poor. But there exists a paradoxical situation in cross-time-like curve. Is the famous paradox is the grandfather paradox. Let me explain. What is a grandfather paradox? One is alive. We assign one to alive. Human is alive. Zero to dead. In that case, so now is we are here. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm time travel. Is it like this? I'm still alright. But is a killing. I'm sort of still alive. I go through the time travel. So like this. I kill my grandfather. This operation is a 1 to 0. Is a bit flip. This operation sigma x. So like this. This is bit is a dead. Oh, I still alive, but this time traveler sort of me is a dead. This is a contradiction. Therefore, this is a paradoxical situation, is okay. Yeah. As far as I know, there are sort of many paradoxical situations in the cross-time-like curve. Is that another paradox is that many is considered in the general relativity researchers. And also, as far as I know, the first considered of the quantum description of the cross-time-like curve is denoted by CTC, cross-time-like curve, is the following. It's showing by David Deutsch in 1991. It's the following. It's like we have the qubit. It goes through, it's a time travel, goes through the time travel. This is the killing the grandfather case. Not killing the grandfather case. This is the identity operation. That's here. This is the same. It's a quantum. Even if it's a quantum operation, quantum information goes through the time travel. The same is a quantum state can be prepared. It is possible to answer. If there exists this possible to choose a state, this answer is yes. But it's quite a bit different. It's a killing of the grandfather cases. This is a unique solution can be awarded. But not killing the grandfather cases for arbitrary density, the quantum state, can be eroded. And also, zero is dead, one is alive, is a mixed state, dead and alive. What's the meaning? The solution of David Deutsch, it's difficult to give the meaning of the grandfather paradox. As a resolution of the grandfather paradox, as far as I know. Yeah, if you know, please tell me.
any eigenstate of sigma x could be defined here? Because in Deutsch's model, I think there was a two-body interaction.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's a simple case.
Okay, but yes. In this case also...
It's a very, very simple. Okay. Right.
So it's not just identity.
Just not identity.
Okay.
Identify. Yes.
It's unique in the
yeah, to simplify the discussion, it's same proofs the model. I explained it. Yeah, basically it's the same. It's the differences so for arbitrary quantum state and unique quantum state, there is a gap. Therefore, I propose is the alternative approach. It's a post-selected CTC. I would like to introduce that. Thus, killing the grandfather paradox, not killing the grandfather paradox. In that case, we prepare entanglement state. The first column is the left side. The second column is the right side. Is that we prepare the Bell state. And also, the final state is that we measure is a post-selected state. Is a we measure as well for the Bell, the same Bell state, like this. In that case, the killing of the grandfather, the probability equals zero. But this case is nothing to the identity case. This is probability one. That means probability, if the get measurement outcome is successful, is the probability as cross time like curve is also successful. But is the killing of the grandfather paradox, in that case, probability equals zero. That means all the measurement outcome always falls, fails. Therefore, cross time like curve does not exist. That's interpretation. This is a short remark of this idea. This idea was first proposed by Benjamin Schumacher, inspired by quantum teleportation. This is unpublished work. This idea, Benjamin Schumacher's ideas was talked by Charles Bennett in 2002 in India. And also, this idea is related to the quantum knot theory and the spin network's representation in quantum gravity. This work is a paper published in the firstly, as far as I know, we are sort of firstly published is the paper, journal paper, I think. Now is the archive. It's to demonstrate it along with the experimental demonstration of the grandfather paradox using the entanglement photon is in the Toronto University group as a joint collaborator with Toronto University group is publishing this paper, and also purely theoretical analysis is compared to the Deutsch's model and post-selected CTC is a Parsi integral analysis is quite a bit different, is showing by this paper. I'll skip that this mention. And also, the above analysis is generally speaking, independent of the weak value, but I would like emphasize, I will talk about this the weak value analysis as the post-selected CTC using the weak value. The following: why do you need the weak value analysis in the post-selected CTC? The reason is the following. When we know that post-selected CTC is successful, this problem is considered. The timeline is like this. It's a conventional, it's a quantum information science people. It's a time arrow. It's a from top to the down or left to the right. I'm so sorry. It's a, I study the sort of general relativity, so that is the arrow of the time is from bottom to the top. In that case, this is the prepared state. Is that some black box killing or not killing the grandfather? Is that we measure is a post-selective state, the Bell state. In that case, we know that measurement outcome at this time. After that, this from this measurement outcome, we can imagine what's happening is at the time. This is a counterfactual argument. Counterfactual means it's the go back to the time. It's in my mind. Therefore, this weak, using the weak value analysis, the two things, the killing the grandfather, not killing the grandfather paradox. In that case, the killing of the grandfather paradox, the sigma z of the weak value, pre-selected states phi plus, and post-selected state phi plus, in that case, equals zero. The probability is the same meaning, the probability equals zero. The closed time like curve does not exist. Also, this means it's in the calculation, is at all time, sigma z tensor sigma z, the same observable, the weak value of the same observable, the equal one. Always successful is a post-selected CDC. But I emphasize the previous slide. This is only we know the successful post-selected CDC is a successful at the time. Let me conclude this slide. From the time of the post-selected measurement, we can construct a consistent framework. However, we have never measured the stuff in the black box. Black box means this one. We have never touched it. Therefore, consistency framework can be taken as the behavior, the closed time like curve only. From the time of the top at the measurement time, post-measurement time. These frameworks can be also characterized by the weak value, the same meaning of the previous explanation. Is the consistency. Let me conclude this of my talk. Is that I introduce the weak value to the motivated by the observable independent probability space. And also, the weak value is a useful tool. I briefly mentioned about amplification of the tiny effect. That is spin Hall effect of Bright. And also, it's related to the geometric phase. Furthermore, the main topic, weak value can characterize the counterfactual argument. I explained two examples. First is the Hardy's paradox, and quantum description of the closed time like curves. Furthermore, this is all I would like to introduce is I would like to talk about is the open questions. Is it possible to construct the theory of the weak value as an alternative approach of the standard quantum mechanics? Is the specific topic, it is possible to construct the consistency theory only using the weak value. This is because this motivation is talking about the observable independent probability space. This work is now in the progress with collaborating with Richard Josert and Grammy Mitchison and Akio Hosoya. This is my supervisor, my Japanese supervisor. And also, is there weak value represented as a reality, also the in German sense, in German sense, German terminology, Sein or Daseinization. Daseinization is quoted in Andreas Dowling's paper. It's how to explain this in English? Maybe sort of quasi reality, I think. I would like to know that how to understand the Cohen-Specker theorem using its terminology in the respect to the weak value. And also, is there theory of the weak value useful or not? This is an important question for me. I have not yet obtained the obvious answer, but I believe the weak value is a useful tool to analyze the quantum mechanics. Yes, the question is the following, is how to understand the mechanism of the quantum speeder in quantum computation using the counterfactual quantum computation is a reason. Yeah, I think the reason of the quantum speedup in quantum computation is a counterfactual speedup. I'd like to characterize this using the weak value in this process. And also, how to give a new aspect to the quantum field theory. Now is a progressing, working with, collaborating with Izumi Ojima. Is a final remark. Is it like this? So my question, my research interest is the time. What is the time? I asked the question to Lee Smalling. Is in the previous digit. The answer is time is open. Is that written is by Lee Smalling? Thank you so much for attention.
Am I still the chairman?
Yes, yes, the chairman. Yes.
So let's open up for questions. Are there any questions for you, Tom?
Well, I have a question, but it's actually, is there a German native in the house?
Yeah.
Because could you to distinguish between sein and Dasein in English.
Oh.
Because I suspect there are many distinctions made in German which are literally untranslatable into English, and I would like to know if you can distinguish in English between sein and Dasein.
I think this is a distinction of Martin Heidegger, and it can't be translated into German. So this is a Heideggerian term.
Heideggerian.
And exactly what he means by it, maybe Marcus knows.
I mean, though, if there's no obvious way to say this just based on German knowledge, right?
So,
but what is the translation of Dasein? They translate Heidegger? How do they translate it?
I don't know.
I think it would be both being in English. Sein is yeah. Sein oder Nichtsein is to be or not to be in Hamlet.
Yeah.
And das, is Dasein perhaps a little bit to do with your fate or your nature or what you are? Is there something in that?
So this emphasizes maybe more the experience that you have.
It's the experience you have. It's a bit. Hmm?
It's, well, in Italian, it's translating something, it's like to be in.
Ah, yes, to be
in.
Well, Dasein is literally to be there, isn't it? I suppose it's to be in being. Dasein is to be in being.
Yeah.
When Andreas Doring was here and gave a talk, he blamed it on.
Yeah.
The use of the term, right. He blamed on Chris Eichen, that it was something that Eichen was quite taken with in reading Heidegger.
Oh,
well, Chris reads too much like that. I mean, he's a great chap, Chris. He should steer clear of Heidegger first.
Yeah, in fact, it's that my Japanese supervisor is Akio Hosoya, is a for me. Is his super, his father is a researcher of the Heidegger. Yes. It's a very related issue to the Dasein, I think. Yes.
Now, this has been discussed by Martin Heidegger.
By Heidegger, yeah.
This point is very critical.
Yeah.
Yes. Martin Heidegger has a chapter on his design, on this point. So your question is really, it's really up to the point.
Yeah.
So in the model developed by Haranov, Albert, and Weidman, the kind of interaction between the probe and sample is assumed as a delta function of t, right?
Yeah.
Then what happens if you are doing a continuous measurement like in NMR?
Oh, yeah.
So is there a weak, are there weak values in that setting or?
Oh, yeah. It's a very important question. It's the experimental realization also the NMR system or solid system.
Yeah.
My suggestion is, I think that a short time period of the interaction is used. In that case, the coupling is now is where? Maybe it's another blackboard. Oh, blackboard is used. Yeah. This explanation is a interaction term is a g times a hat is a t hat, not explained instantaneously. In that case, gt a hat p hat. This is I use is a Kerr expansion up to the first order. Therefore, identity minus IGT A hat B hat. GT means the less than one. This is short time interaction region is used if possible using the NMR. Even so, it seems to be possible. Now it's in fact it's now it's a problem with experiment guy. I consider it so that how to obtain this the weak measurement, a weak value using the in the system of the solid system.
Has there been experiments in solid state system realizing weak values?
Now it's a yes. It's a one. I forget. It's an important important realization. The violation of the Levet-Bauch inequality to demonstrate it in the system of the superconducting qubit system. So one possibility is shows up, I think.
And
Otherwise, I don't know. Yeah.
On David Deutsch and the grandfather paradox.
Yes.
I think it was his interpretation of the framework of many worlds, because really, it isn't really a closed time-like loop. If I remember rightly from reading his book, he's talking about coming back to nearly the same state, because the grandfather alive and the grandfather dead are two
yes.
macroscopically different states.
Yes, exactly.
So it isn't really... I'm not quite sure whether one should call this a closed time-like loop. I think it would be more a spiral. And anyway, this begs the question of what is time?
In sort of David model?
No, I don't think that David asked that. But I think it was. He does, if I remember rightly, say it doesn't come back to exactly the same state, but to something
yeah.
like it. So
yeah. I think it's the explanation of his model is that. He assumes that maximum entropy is the principle, he assumes, to resolve that to the grandfather paradox. The maximum entropy principle, the entropy is following, is a maximum entropy given to this state.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's showing that it's relevant to the many times to quantum cross time-like loop, it's possible to getting the answer.
Yeah.
And also, I skipped that sort of important remark. I talk about this model with David Deutsch. David Deutsch said to me, he believes this to show that this model using this model to show the difference. He wants to show the differences between his multiverse interpretation and...
Sorry, what interpretation?
Multiverse.
Yes. I'm teaching him English pronunciation.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Multiverse.
Is that Julian's? I'm an English pronunciation teachers every morning.
We'll try that
for this reason. Yes, multiverse. Yes, multiverse interpretation and Copenhagen interpretation.
Yeah.
And also, he wants to show that I did not find this quotation, this model to demonstrate it, the difference. Heisenberg picture and Schrödinger picture. This is because this cross time-like loop is not time-reversible. It's in the conventional sense. Therefore, David showed that the difference is Heisenberg pictures and Schrödinger pictures. Yes.
Two comments on that. Wasn't it only, the time reversibility actually only breaks down when you introduce an interaction with another system?
Yes.
Because then you have pure states evolving into mixed states.
Right.
And the other thing is, strictly speaking, with the maximum entropy, even when you don't kill the grandfather, the maximum entropy wasn't so much to resolve the paradox as to pick a unique state. So
yeah.
So, this density matrix is talking about the real physical state of the system.
Yeah.
And so it better be unique. I mean, it's in one state, not
in
a million.
Right.
And so it would actually assign the same state
the same
killing the grandfather and not killing the grandfather.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Mike, I had a question about your post-selection model.
Yeah, post-selection, yes. Okay, yes.
So, in a way, when you have two entangled systems, one way of looking at that is to say, in a sense, I can't really talk about these two systems independently.
Yes.
I've got to talk about them together.
Mm-hmm.
So is that kind of your resolution to the paradox is, I can't actually talk about an observer at some point on the closed time-like curve, I've got to talk about his state on the entire curve.
Yeah.
Is that what the model is saying, or is it something else? Because if at any point on this closed time-like curve you try to assign a specific state to the particle, you just get the maximum unique state.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get any kind of definite
yeah,
state.
Yeah, it's a no sort of needed. So
yeah. I guess what I'm trying to say is there any way that you can say... So you said that you can kind of, given that you know you can project onto the Bell state,
yes,
you can retrodict kind of that the whatever happened is inconsistent, is consistent. Can you say anything more about what happened?
Nothing.
Nothing more.
Nothing more. It's a, even if the changing the observable, probabilistic is for example, p times the signal operation, or plus 1 minus p is the identity operation. In that case, is the probability is something else?
Yeah.
Is the measurement outcome is the picking up, is the successful? That is mean is the 1. In that case, is the probability, this case, closed time curve is the successful. Is that
just so are you saying that if you essentially yeah. kind of make it so that with probability say 37% I kill my grandfather,
yeah.
then the probability 37% I'll predict.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. The same sort of calculation. Is that yes.
Okay. We should probably thank the speaker again, and if anyone wants to speak to him more, then
no.
Go up to him privately.
Ah, yeah, thanks.